With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, the more I think about this, and it's our Twitter poll, at Fan Morning Show on Twitter, which league is it toughest to run off a big win streak in? Baseball, football, basketball, hockey. The more I think about this, in my knee-jerk was hockey. Because of physicality, because of back-to-back, because of stuff like that. And because luck. I think luck is – hockey has the most luck. The way the puck bounces. Yeah. You know, you can't – it hits off the boards here and there. You know, there's –
you got to use two goalies, your backup. I mean, it's just – a lot goes into that.
Right. But the more I think about it, to have – and let's put the number at 20. Say a 20-game win streak. That's a fair number. That's like a real long one, like where the Indians are right now. I think I'm going to change it to baseball. Because you need to have your essentially your fifth, your fourth and fifth starter win four games in a row. How often does that happen during a baseball season? Not win four games in a row, but put you in a position to win four games in a row.
Or have the offense bail you out.
Correct.
Which is never a guarantee.
So that's to me why I think it's baseball. I'm back to that. I'm back to it being baseball because even if you're a top of the line, top of the rotation guy, or if you're a back of the rotation guy, four times, once in every four starts, you're going to have just an okay one or a bad one that your offense can't counter.
Well, if you got bats, though, that allows you to be a little loose, you know, if you get that run support. So, I'm sticking to that hockey, man. Those guys beat each other up after each game, each 8 pounds they can possibly lose of water weight, the gruel, the grind, night in, night out. That's such a physical ask. I mean, it's impressive as hell what they're doing.
I'm trying to look up and see the pitchers of record, excuse me, for the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, their starters, I'm looking at their starters actually have won quite a few of the games. And there have been some blowouts, but they just had a couple of close ones. You know, 2-0 last night, certainly, and then 3-2, 4-2. There are a lot of blowouts in there, though, too. 11-1, 11-2, 10-0.
Yeah, because they're hitting the hell out of baseball. Look at what Lindor's done during this streak.
Nine home runs. 9 home runs in 20 games.
Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you. I told you off air, and I said, Lindor's double play partner when he was growing up was Javi Baez in Little League and like Pony League. Same hometown and everything. You imagine that?
That's a pretty good club.
And not bad at all. And by the way, text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. That's the phone number as well. And Doug in Mars, he used it. He's on with us. Fan Morning Show. Good morning, Doug.
How you doing, fellas?
We're great.
Morning. Great.
All right, so here's my order of how difficult it is to sustain a long winning streak. I think it goes baseball, football, hockey, and basketball. And my reasoning for that is because if you look at baseball, it's hard for one individual player to have a huge impact on a game. If you go down the line, it's second most likely in football, third in hockey, fourth in basketball. If you have a guy like LeBron James for the Cavs, he plays both ends of the court. It's a fast-paced game. He can affect both ends of that, both outcomes of that game as far as offensively and defensively, extremely. Hockey, you have a guy like Sidney Crosby. You know, he plays, you know, both ends of the ice. You know, he can score a goal without taking a pass from anybody. If you go to football, yeah, sure, you can have a running back like Le'Veon Bell take over a game, but he has to depend on Ben Roethlisberger to hand him the ball, or Antonio Brown can take over a game, but he has to rely on the ball being thrown to him, and Roethlisberger has to rely on guys to catch the ball or take the handoff without muffing it. Baseball, on the other hand, you know, a guy like Andrew McCutchen, sure, he may be hitting 350 over a 4 or 5-game series, but if his pitchers stink, what's that going to do? So in my opinion, I think baseball is the most difficult to sustain a long win because you have to rely on so many different moving parts as opposed to one guy being able to take the game over and really pull through for you.
Doug's going to turn that in for his thesis at Carnegie Mellon.
I would circle and say, well,
Doug just got that dead right, though. What an argument. For his opinion,
Crosby only plays 17 minutes a game, though.
Right. But the pace of that game necessitates that in the structure of it.
Understand.
By the way, how about this anecdote? The Indians have as many wins in a row as the Browns have had total since 2012. Now, I know it's different leagues, different games, but
that's like Ben being the winningest quarterback at that stadium.
Right. But back to the moving parts things.
Yes.
All right. Relievers, closers, starters, errors. So many guys need to play well in a baseball game to be on the same page. I guess you could say the same about football, but you can have one guy. You can have a running back explode and make four people miss, and bang, he's gone. I'm sticking to baseball. I'm sticking to baseball because of the fourth and fifth starter. That's why. Those guys need to put their team in a position to win four times in a row when they're out there. I've sold myself on baseball. Sold it on baseball. That's where I am.
All right. I'm not budget for
Jim,
hockey.
The NBA's getting no love here on long win streaks.
That's because if you have two or three guys, they play.
And
the other
over.
Part, they play the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
And like Josh pointed out, you know, Sid, well, let's even use Chris Letang.
Okay.
Okay, he plays less than half the game. He might play 27 minutes, but that's not half the game.
And it's by far the most, not by far, but it's the most
right.
of anybody all the time.
Yeah, and guys get, you know, the contact and everything. With hockey, it would almost be like playing two football games a week if you had to, with the recovery time and all that stuff.
You're going against a goalie that can steal a game.
Yeah, but the baseball, man, and I'm looking at this. The last Indians pitcher to lose.
Uh-huh.
Corey Kluber.
I think you said Bob Feller.
And he's like maybe Bob Lemon when they had like those four guys back in, you know, the 40s and 50s. But, you know, they've got, I'm looking at Trevor Bauer's won four games over the streak. Tomlin's won three. Their bullpen has had to come in, but they've got guys injured.
Oh, yeah. You're right. They're not fully healthy.
Of course,
That's
they went out and
part.
Got Jay Bruce to fill in.
And Encarnacion changed
in the
things a little bit,
yes.
too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.